ओम शांति। देयर वॉज अ किंग एंड ही हैड द हैबिट ऑफ टेकिंग द राउंड ऑफ हिज किंगडम एंड वंस व्हेन ही वॉज ट्रैवलिंग टूरिंग अराउंड टू टेक स्टॉक ऑफ द सिचुएशन ऑफ हिज कंट्रीमैन ही गॉट लॉस्ट in one village, and whilst he was in that village he found out that one of the buttons of his coat has unstitched, and when he saw that the button has almost come out, so he ordered his minister to see if there is any tailor in that small village of his kingdom. So in that village there was only one tailor. So the tailor came and he was told that the button of the king's coat is undone. So the king told him, will you stitch this for me? The tailor was more than happy to do it, and in 2 ticks he did it. The button was king's. The only thing which he used was his thread. So after that, the king asked, how much I should pay you for this? So the tailor said, this is nothing, I just don't want anything. This is such a small task. The king said, no, you have to tell. So he started thinking, how much should I ask? Earlier he thought, let me ask for 2 rupees. But then he said, 2 rupees is very less. After all, he is king. So I should ask for more. Then he thinks, let me ask for 200 rupees. But then he thinks, if I ask for 200 rupees, then the king will think, from king he is taking 200 rupees. What about the poor people? He must be extracting and exploiting them. More, he must be extracting more money from them. So he remains indecisive, and ultimately he says, just give whatever you want. I'm not understanding. Whatever you feel, you give. So now it was the question of king's prestige. So the king said, okay. He ordered his minister that give 2 villages to this tailor. The tailor was thinking of 2 rupees or 200 rupees. But the king, he gave 2 villages. So what was asked, or even unasked, or thought, or desired of, was much lower. But what was given was much, much higher. So that was the story of a tailor and a king. A small service done to the king paid in return multi-million times to that tailor. What about if you do something for God? So today's Murli explores this particular aspect. Baba said, Baba is checking the chart of your cooperation. He is the world benefactor, and you are those children who are cooperative souls. So how much each one of you has cooperated in God's task, that chart Baba is checking today. So the chart of cooperation. The Murli starts with, Baba said, each one of you has burning desire to reveal the Father. Each one of you has got that enthusiasm to reveal the Father. Each one of you is a cooperative soul. And Baba is also checking the account of accumulation and how each one of you has increased the account of charity. Earlier you had the account of sin, now you have the account of charity. So this entire Murli explores to what extent we have contributed, to what extent we have become cooperative in God's task. And Baba has used two words. One, number wise, and second, according to capacity. Nambarvar and Yathashakti. To what extent you have cooperated, is it number wise or it is according to the capacity? To the extent that you have cooperated, you will get in return to the same extent in future. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 18th February 1985. And Baba has checked the chart of cooperation in these four aspects. First, body. Second, mind. Third, wealth. And fourth, time. Baba said few things about body. Many more can be included in that. To what extent you have utilized this body in the worthwhile manner? To what extent you are doing service with this body? The more you serve with your body, in future you will get healthy body. If you utilize this body now, in return, for 21 births, you will get a healthy body. Kanchan Kaya, a golden aged body. But if body is weak, diseased, if it is weak or if it is diseased, still then you can, if even if you are not able to serve through karmana, through your actions or through your speech, you can always serve with your mind. And for that you need salim buddhi, divine intellect. So keep on serving with this body. And the powers of the mind should be revealed through your faces and through your eyes. Through your face and through your eyes. Don't stop serving with this body. This body has been given to you for service. So even if it is diseased, even if it is weak, keep on serving, at least through the mind. And if it is healthy, then what? This is a good topic for churning. What we have to do with this body on confluence age? At least four things. First, keep the body healthy. That is the service. Because if you become sick, number of things have to be done. Money spent in investigations, time going to doctors, treatment, and so many things. And you need somebody to serve you. You have to take services from people when you fall sick. So the first thing to do is to keep the body healthy. This is our utmost responsibility. And for that, you should have such a routine as regards to eating, exercising, keeping the body fit. So everything which is needed to keep the body fit should be done. And there are again three more things in this health. First, no, in health. There are four things in body. First is health, and in that again three things. First, prevention. have your lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, so that you don't fall sick. And for that, your eating habits should be healthy. And for that, how do you manage your body? That's very important. Second, routine blood checkup at least once a year. That's important because we see so many patients, they come to us after many years and they are sick and they feel the sickness, the weakness they feel is because of some psychological tension. But it is in fact because of some physical illness like thyroid or other things or some vitamin deficiencies. So routine checkup. And third thing in body, in health is, if you fall sick, you should remain stable. Because even great yogis, they start shaking in the face of illness. All the yoga is gone, all the gyan flies away. When one falls sick, if there is an excruciating pain somewhere, nothing works. So how in the face of the greatest of the sicknesses, illnesses, ailments, diseases of the body, one can remain stable? We have seen dadis suffering so much bodily, yet they are so stable in their mind. And we have also seen some Brahmins who become so much irritable and peevish during the times of sickness, that it hardly appears that they are even yogis. They become so irritating, that there is not even the mention of the word Baba. There is no remembrance of Baba. And they just become a complaint box. So even that happens. So the first thing about body is to keep the body healthy. And in health, first thing is prevention. Is better than cure. Don't overeat. Again, in eating, four things. Avoid overeating. Avoid hungerless eating. You are not hungry, yet keep on eating. That should not be done. Wrong type of food. Too much oily and too much spicy and too much salty. And fourth, eating in the stage of anger. Eating with complaints. Eating with displeasure. Eating with dissatisfaction. The same food every day. Monday, the same menu. Tuesday, the same. Thursday, the same. And they become very happy when there is something new. So the stage of the mind depends on the taste of the food. So the first thing is prevention. Have healthy diet, good exercise, walking, jogging, controlled diet, everything. So prevention about body. Second, have routine checkup at least once a year. And third, if you fall sick, accept it. Accept that disease, okay. Have positive thoughts rather than becoming a complaint box. Accept it, work on it. And even that illness should become a means of service. In today's Murli Baba said, usually doctors make patients happy. But here, if you fall sick, you have to make doctor happy. How? By a smile on your face. So doctors should say, well, how come you are so happy? I know you are in so much pain, but yet the pain is not visible on your face. That's a very rare event. Because patients usually try to exaggerate. If they have this much pain, they are okay, sitting nicely. But the moment doctor comes, their pain increases. We had a patient, and the moment we would go for a round, she used to have a list of complaints. Because she should not forget otherwise. Because she used to feel that I forget when you all come. So she used to have a list, and in that list at least 50 complaints every day. Then gradually they reduced to 40 and then 30 and then 20. Even at the time of discharge, 10 were still there. Which we told that you go now.
Information.
So she doesn't want to miss a single thing. So even if you are sick, that sickness should become a means of service. For example, so many dadis, when they get admitted to the hospital, we have seen Dadi Janki when she was admitted in numerous in Mumbai once. So how her presence was a means of service. How Gulzar Dadi, when she was admitted in Mumbai BSCS, her presence in that room, in that ward, had become a means for service of all nurses, all staff, all doctors, everybody. Everybody is so curious to know, who is she, what is it? I think Dr. Hina had shared here once, Dadi Gulzar was admitted in BSCS and she had a profuse bleeding. And Dr. Hina was very new and she didn't know anything about Brahma Kumaris. And she saw, as she shared here, that this lady, Ms. Dadi Gulzar, she didn't know who is she, but she is so smiling when person is having so much bleeding. How can one remain so stable and so much calm and so much quiet? Other person will shout. If they have one drop of blood, they will say, so many blood went out of my body. I am feeling weak now. Even if it is the slightest, that's how they describe. So, Dadi's presence or there, whenever they got sick, that became an instrument for service. So in health, these three things. Now, in body, what we have to do with body is, first, keep it healthy. Second, do tapasya with this body. This body is for penance. This body is for penance. You have been given this body for doing great tapasya, for doing great penance, for doing great effort. It not for frivolous things. And third, with this body you have to serve. The body should be utilized till the end for service. We have come to this yajna for service. And we have to stop service only when the body is gone. Till it is alive, continue serving. And the fourth thing about body is, don't indulge in trifling, in sensual indulgence, in sensual sense gratification. Our body is not for this. Our body is for tapasya, our body is to keep it healthy, and our body is to for service. It's not for all these reasons. It's not for sense pleasure or sense gratification or sensual enjoyment or involvement. It's for higher purpose. So these are the four things about body. Baba mentioned about service. Now come to mind. How to use the mind in worthwhile manner? First of all, know what are the three functions of mind. Thinking, desiring, and feeling. Emotions, feelings. So mind has got three functions. So your thoughts should be very elevated. Baba said sankalp shakti. Your power of thoughts should be so that you spread the vibrations everywhere. Just as that sun, laukik, that sun spreads rays. You also spread rays of achievements, attainments everywhere. Because you are Vidhata, Vardhata, Bhagyavan. So many words he said. You are Master, Almighty Authority. So you have to become like sun and spread rays. Second is desiring. So our feelings, good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. So with mind you have to serve. Do mental service through the mind. Good wishes and few more things which can be added here is, which are not in Murli, but what we have to do with mind, keep it stable. That is the service. Keep it focused, concentrated. That is the service. So stable, focused, filled with good wishes and pure feelings. That is service. Fill it with purity. That is service. Make it strong, a powerful mind. We have to make our mind very, very powerful. And powerful mind means which doesn't bow down, which doesn't bend, which doesn't accept defeat, which is invincible, undefeatable, which remains stable, immovable, unflinching in the face of most adverse situations, which doesn't give in, unyielding mind. So very strong mind, very firm mind, very stable mind, a concentrated mind, a mind filled with purity, a mind filled with good wishes and pure feelings. If you do this in future, now what you will get? First, if you keep the body healthy, you will get healthy body. If you keep the mind powerful, what you will get? Your images in from Copper Age. They will emit peace and power. People will worship you from Copper Age. So mind means worship. You keep the mind stable, powerful, it will give power to devotees. You make it peaceful, it will give peace to devotees. So that's all about mind. Now the third thing is wealth. What about wealth? If you utilize your wealth for this yajna, you will get unlimited wealth for 21 births and even from Copper Age, you will never lack dal and roti. You don't have to beg. You will be born in a family with silver spoon in mouth. You will not be born in the family of beggars or poor. So if you donate your wealth now, if you utilize your wealth in a worthwhile manner, you will get unlimited akichar, wealth for 21 births. Even your servants, even your subjects and servants of that subject would be very poor, be rich. So you will be very rich. And here also you will have wealth. Till the end, till now you will have wealth. So utilize your wealth in the worthwhile manner. And the last is time. What about time? Okay, few more things about wealth. That is one thing which Baba mentioned. So utilize wealth. Second is don't waste money. Second is do not waste money. In what? So many useless activities, useless things, unnecessary purchasing, extra shoppings. They keep on purchasing and purchasing, and the purchasing is actually addiction. Nowadays there is online purchasing. You just have to click buy and the things come. So people are addicted. They keep on searching on the net all the time. Amazon, Flipkart, and keep on searching. Anything they want, they search. They type it, 10 things come. And they buy it. So they keep on searching some or other digital items or something or other. That has almost become an addiction. They already have 3 shoes, but yet they will search shoe. They already have a goggle, but then still they will search. Latest. Everything keep on searching. So online shopping is a modern addiction. It's an addiction. You are just tempted to buy it. And once it comes, you don't even open it. It's just lying like that. Or you use it for some time and leave it. So don't waste money. Money should be utilized for the family. And the third thing about money is money management. Learn money management. That's very important. Where to use money and how to use it. And how much, keep the account of money. That's a difficult task, but yet it's important. We have to see where the money is going, how much it is coming, how much it is coming, what it is coming and not. So that is all about money. What about time? If you utilize time in service, what will happen? You will come in golden age first. You will come during that Satopradhan time. You will come along with Shri Krishna. You will come and play with him, dance with him, enjoy with him, learn with him. But if you don't utilize your time in a worthwhile manner, you will come in silver age, slightly later. So time. So these are the 4 things: body, mind, wealth, and time. utilize these four things in worthwhile manner, and in return you will get hundredfold. Baba said, here it is in the path of bhakti, it is one for one, it is one for multimillion. Here it is. And this is a golden chance you have got now. Now the gate is, now the board of too late is yet not there. When there would be too late, you will have silver chance. Now it is a late, so you have still golden chance. So take up this golden chance, take up this opportunity. So this is a golden chance Baba has given us. So utilize everything in worthwhile manner. So two words, no number wise. And no according to capacity, yatha shakti. If you, what do you say to people when you say that peace and happiness your birthright? Do you say half of it? No, complete. Complete peace, complete purity, complete happiness is your birthright. This is how you say to the world. So here also, why you want to take half? So don't go for number wise, don't go for yatha shakti, and don't go for half. So these are the three words. Half no, full. Yatha shakti no, complete shakti, full. And not number wise, but number one. So it, you want to be complete, integrated, and Brahmin life means full, not half. So give full, you will get in full. Give half, you will get half. Do number wise, you will be somewhere coming behind. So this is in short about today's Murli. There is, Baba is talking with Kathmandu group, and there is a London group, and there is foreigners are sitting, and at the end this Dadi Chandramani, she is going out. And so few things about that. Baba said, give this sandesh or this message that you have to stay in flying stage. That is one thing. Second, Smriti, have the remembrance of Seva and Yad. And third is about specialities. You Brahmins have one speciality, Baba said. Whenever you are called, you come at the time of necessity. So, overall, Murli is about body, about mind, about wealth, and about time. So don't waste time, don't waste money, don't waste this body in sensual enjoyments. And keep the mind elevated, keep the mind strong, powerful, stable, and when you do this, you will get hundredfold times in return, in future, even now. Om Shanti.